Black leaders slam Hollywood for pushing abortion on black women. By Dr. Susan Berry on April 18, 2019. A coalition of black women pro-life leaders is calling upon Hollywood elites to end their push for more abortions of black babies as the way for black women to escape poverty and abuse. The women leaders, who are part of a larger group of black leaders known as the National Black Pro-Life Coalition, say they view abortion as a cruel detriment to the growth of their communities. For decades, Planned Parenthood's slick advertising has promoted the genocide against communities of color. Denise Walker of Rich and Mercy, an abortion recovery organization, said in the leader's statement, "They target our children for death, and use Gabrielle Union, Tracy Alice Ross and Uzo Aduba to convince women to hate their children and kill them. These women are not leaders, they are executioners," Walker added. "Shame on them for hating black, Latina and Asian children." The black leaders assert that Hollywood celebrities bent on opposing recent heartbeat abortion bans passed in some states are actually supporting the number one culprit of the killings of millions of black women and children. Earlier this month, for example, actress and activist Alyssa Milano led an effort to threaten a boycott over Georgia's newly passed heartbeat legislation, which would ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected. Black Hollywood stars Gabrielle Union, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Uzo Aduba all signed onto the boycott letter. Gabrielle Union, Tracy Ellis Ross and Uzo Aduba are Planned Parenthood's ministers of propaganda, paid to ensure Georgia's black abortion rate remains at 62% or higher, said Catherine Davis of the Restoration Project. Their absence from this state is welcomed since their presence and propaganda aids Planned Parenthood's Negro Project's genocide. Lori Hoy of Issues for Life Foundation emphasized that abortion is the number one cause of death in the black community. "As a child conceived in rape, it bothers me that it's acceptable to sacrifice children like me for the sins of their fathers," she asserted. For these misguided black American female entertainers to promote the destruction of their own race is unconscionable. Evangelist Dr. Elvita King, director of Civil Rights for the Unborn, summarized in a statement the coalition's challenge to Hollywood celebrities. King said Holy Week is the perfect time to pray for mothers and their unborn children. "Thank God that Mary did not abort Jesus, even though her pregnancy was inconvenient in the eyes of many," the evangelist continued. "Here in the 21st century, the infanticide and risks to a mother's health are warning signals that abortion is never a healthy option for women. Black women suffer the highest risk of loss by abortion. How can the dream survive if we murder the children?"